Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's funny. Hello, good morning. Happy day 79 of the program. I am laughing because, I mean, listen, as you know, I haven't been having the best last few days. I've had this major back pain, but I'm here for you guys today. I didn't do the check-in this morning, so I'm all like, I get myself ready. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'm back. All right, let's get off to a good start. And then I just found out that I've been going live over on my public page instead of live here in the weight loss page. So if you're wondering where I've been, that's where I've been. Try again. All right, here we go. Okay, so do you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about you guys. I want to talk about where you are at. So let me know where you are at. Let me know, you know, yes, that's why you're having a hard time fighting live. Let me know how you're feeling. Week 9. Okay, so some big feels week 9. I was saying this is where you have the opportunity to let it shine. But the hard thing is, even though you've been here for 11 weeks and you've done so much, sometimes it's really hard to trust ourselves. And that's kind of what this week is all about too, learning to trust that you know what your body needs, right? You know how it feels to indulge. You know at this point you are slightly aware of how you use food to cope. You are aware of some of your bad habits, and you are also really aware of how all the changes you have made a difference, right? But it can be really hard. It can be really hard to trust that. All right, where we go. Hi, Judy. Hello and good morning, everyone. I'm listening to our awesome Gina while in the shower. What? Do you have what do you have? Like a radio in there? A little speaker in there? I'm there for it. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning from the shower. So today I want to talk about our Spill the Tea guest. Kelly Sweeney is joining us for our Spill the Tea conversation. You know, so what happens very often is we get new members who, so first of all, I love, if you don't know, we have an Instagram account. We have the Instagram account Gina Livy, which is, you know, everything all program related, also part of my life related stuff. It's kind of like a mishmash of everything. And then we have our Livy Loser Instagram account. And I love this account because it's good vibes. Our Livy Loser Instagram account is all member generated content. So it's all content from actual real people, real members. So if you are looking to connect with our community outside of the Facebook support group, yes, go follow me over on my social pages, Gina Livy, whether it's like Facebook or Instagram or whatnot. We're always posting tips. We're keeping you in the loop of what's going on. But if you haven't followed our Livy Loser account, I highly suggest you do. It's also a great place to connect with members who are very freely sharing their journey. And beyond just recipes or, you know, tips for this or tips for that, really sharing their feelings along the way. And I think it's great to understand that you're not alone in your journey. Kelly Sweeney is new to the program. She's lost something like 73 pounds. I think 73.6 actually. 18 of that, I believe, she's lost with the Livy method. So very successful in her weight loss journey before she came across the Livy method. So of course, I'm going to talk to her about her experience and all the diets that she's done. So that's today at 4 p.m. Now, my point is definitely tune in for that. But if you haven't been taking time to join us for our Spill the Tea, all of those segments are stored in the Facebook support group and also available to download and listen by way of our podcast. I highly suggest you do take the time. We also have a 2-week break coming up in between groups. So the end of this group and the start of the next group. So sometimes people feel like they're going to miss the check-ins every day and, you know, miss, you know, the conversations and whatnot. So that's a kind of a great way to keep yourself inspired, is go back to and get caught up any of our guest segments or also any of our expert guest segments. And, you know, some of you are already saying that you're already like, you're noticing that you're kind of going to be missing the group. So we do have a 2-week break. And people say this all the time. They miss the check-ins, they miss the lives, they miss the community, miss all of that. What you probably miss the most is the routine. At this point, you've probably established a pretty great routine to support your needs every day. And not only is it making an impact on the scale, an impact physically, but also mentally. So it can be a great idea to kind of keep that going throughout that break. But we're going to tell you everything that you need to know about navigating that break in between groups all next week. We're going to talk maintenance for those who are ready. It's still very much game on. Get that scale moving for those of you who are still looking to lose. But we're going to talk about options for next steps. What happens with maintenance? What happens if you want to go on your own? What happens if you sign up for a next program? And what happens in between groups? So we're going to have you covered there. We're going to have you covered there. Good morning. Good morning. Yesterday, where was that? Oh, let me scroll down. Yesterday, you didn't want the fruit snack. Where was that? Oh my gosh. Now I've lost my place. Okay, let's start with Tanya here. Gina, I hope your back is getting better. It is. Thank you very much. I feel like I'm turning the corner today. Thank you for all your well wishes in the group. Honestly, you guys are like too kind. Thanks for putting up with my whiny ass complaining about it for the last couple of days. I am feeling much better. Okay, quick question about skipping snacks. Okay, so I want to change the verbiage on that. Dave pointed this out yesterday. Let's not call it skipping meals and snacks. Let's call it choosing not to have. Okay, let's talk about choosing not to have your snack. Okay, I love that. I think verbiage is really important. So let's talk about choosing not to have snacks. Are we likely to want to eat more later if we skip a snack or two? Are we likely to eat more later if we choose not to have a snack or two? I guess I just eat it if I'm hungry for it. And if I don't eat it, I'm not. But am I likely to be hungrier later? Quite honestly, I don't really ever choose not to have a snack or a meal. So never mind. Okay, no, this is still a really great question. Because I think what happens is, you know what I love at this point in the program is you get so used to giving your body what it needs and so yet used to feeling happy and content for the most part and feeling really good. And so people can feel really nervous about being hungry later. And this is where we try to almost try to control, right? Well, if I don't eat something now, that I'm going to be hungry later, or that I'm going to overeat later, because if I don't eat something now. So what we're doing here really is, and I love this question. I'm glad that you asked. So even with personalizing the plan, you might still have your breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. But what this does is gives you the flexibility to and allows you to go even deeper and level up even more in terms of being in tune to your body's needs. Now, your body's hunger levels change every day. Your body doesn't have the same need every day. You don't need the same amount of calories every day. So just like downsizing, right, where you're actually purposely eating less to make yourself feel slightly unsatisfied, there were people who still weren't hungry for some of their meals and snacks, even in downsizing. So one day you might be extra hungry and feel like you need every single meal and snack. And then the next day you might have a day where you're not really all that hungry at all. Now, if you take this back, if you have children and you think about your kids, right? Like there's some days, there's some weeks where you think, how are they surviving? They're like barely eating anything. And the next thing you know, the next week they're eating, they don't stop eating. They're eating you out of house and home. They're not thinking about, they're just in tune to their body's needs. And so ours are kind of no different. We've really got into this habit of structure, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And think about it, even eating these larger meals at breakfast, lunch, dinner. There is no reason why you need a significantly larger portion at breakfast, a larger portion at lunch, or a larger portion at dinner. We've created this just out of society, right? Sitting down to eat lunch, sitting down to have dinner with our family and eating a big meal, or feeling like we have a busy day, so we need to eat a bigger breakfast. Well, your body really only takes what it needs in the moment. And then the rest is, you know, just processes in, processes out, or gets stored as excess fat because your body doesn't need it. So eating more food doesn't necessarily last you longer, right? So So well, let me get back to your question. So you're concerned if you choose not to eat a snack, meal or snack, you're going to be worried about being hungry later. So what you're doing is being in tune in the moment right now. So this brings us back to hunger. Hunger is not an immediate need to eat. When your body tells you that you're hungry, it's like, hey, Gina, based on our energy reserve here, you might want to think about eating, because if you don't eat, we're going to have to dip into our energy, like our fat reserves, right? Like I've got a certain amount of glycogen my body can pull from, and my body's letting me know there's a little meter in there that goes off, and my body's like, oh, we're getting low. You might want to think about getting something to eat, because your body knows it's going to take you time, or historically, primitively, you know, it would take you time to find the food. Well, actually go out and kill it or go out and pick it, you know. Again, remember, our bodies function on a very primitive level. And that's not like, oh, like that's not, I mean, that's what science is talking about these days when it comes to weight and weight loss and sustainability, is that our bodies are still functioning on a very primitive level. And that's what's really messed us up. And that's what caused our body to feel this need to store fat. And that's what's messing with our cortisol levels, constantly in a state of fight or flight, right? So our body knows it's going to take us time to find the food, and that's going to take us time to skin the animal, prepare it, cook it, whatever we're going to do with it. And that's going to take us time to eat it. And then it takes time for your body to actually process and digest the foods into usable energy. And so hunger is just your body giving you a heads up on, hey, you might want to start thinking about eating now, just to get a heads up. So it's giving you lots of time. So hunger is very rarely, and is never really, when you follow the Livy method, because you're eating so often, and a need to eat right now. Like, it's never an emergency situation, right? So hunger is just really letting you know where you're at. There's also other types of hunger. There's like hunger that is triggered because you see some food that you like, or you're triggered by how you used to cope with food. There's also hunger out of habit. I used to have a dessert after dinner. I used to always have a snack when I watched a movie. You know, there's your tummy grumbling, which can just be your migrating motor complex, where we're taught if your tummy's grumbling, you must be hungry, but really it's just your migrating motor complex kick in, right? So with the Livy method, and this is why, so here's, there's a couple of things going on. This is why you don't want to go any longer than 3.5-4 hours without eating, right? This is where, if you're going to run the risk of going 3.5-4 hours, or 3.5-4 hours have gone by, you should probably have something to eat, even if you're not hungry. So in a sense, you don't want to get into controlling your hunger levels. We're not trying to control our hunger levels. Well, I'm going to eat something now so I'm not hungry later. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is be in tune to our hunger levels. And so if we're not hungry in the moment truly, then eating something out of fear that we're going to be hungry later is not really the way to go. We don't want to control or moderate. We're not trying to control or moderate. We're trying to actually be in tune to our body's needs. And what you're going to really realize is the body doesn't need as much food as you think it needs. The body doesn't need as much food as we are used to seeing, or that we are told we need to eat. Now, some days you might be extra hungry, like I said, and you're eating all your meals and snacks. You want to make sure, if you're craving carbs and sugar, that you're getting enough water. You want to make sure that you're getting enough protein and fat in there to feed into your satiety hormones to give you more sustaining energy. You want to make sure you're adding in those heavier carbs if and when you need them, because this isn't a low-carb diet. It's the right carbs at the right time. Right? You want to make sure that you are eating just enough, right, to make you feel satisfied 10, 15 minutes later. So you know, also there's hunger when your weight's about to drop, and that's usually in the evening, even though you've eaten nutrient-rich foods throughout the day and drank your water and all that stuff. You'll, even with that, you'll still be hungry heading into the evening when your body's heading into detox. Right? So there's a lot going on with hunger there. And that's why the guidelines of the program, that's where they fit in to prevent you going longer than 3.5-4 hours without eating. And so here's where it also gets even more complicated, that foods, some foods take longer than others to process and digest. So you eat your lunch, say at 12 o'clock, And then you're not hungry for your first afternoon snack, but you're nervous about, being extra hungry if you don't have it, right? Or we could say you skipped your afternoon snacks and you're nervous that you are going to be hungry after dinner or whatever meal or snack you're choosing not to have. And then you're worried that you're going to be hungry later. So if I have, lunch and I have, a salad with, some vegetables, not a lot of protein, not a lot of fat. That's, compared to a salad maybe that has, some chicken on it and some nuts and seeds and avocados and a good oil, a nutrient-rich salad versus a plain old lettuce with a hunk of tomato and cucumber salad versus a nutrient-rich salad where nuts and seeds and avocados and maybe some chicken or some, edamame and some good dressing and maybe some quinoa added in there as well. Obviously, more nutrient value is going to last me longer than, a salad that doesn't have a lot of nutrient value in it. Or let's talk about fish versus red meat. Okay. So if I have fish for lunch, fish is going to take about 40 minutes for my body to process, digest, and break down into usable energy, as opposed to some steak, which can take up to 5+ hours for my body to process and digest. So I'm going to feel more satisfied in a sense, like more full, if I'm eating steak, because it's going to take my body a lot longer to process and digest that, as opposed to fish, which is going to break down a lot quicker in my body. Now, both of them, it's not like one is better than the other, right? And that's why it's good to get a good mix of fish, and it's good to get a good mix of, have red meat whenever you feel like it. But there is something to be said about how long certain foods take to break down in your body. And this is why we're putting a focus on nutrient-rich foods to make sure you're getting the most energy out of the foods that you are eating. And so back to your question. A quick question. Are we likely to want to eat more later if we skip a snack or two? Not necessarily, because if you weren't actually hungry for that snack, it doesn't mean that you're going to be hungrier later. It could depend on what you ate previously. It could depend on your hunger levels in general. So not choosing to have a meal or a snack in the moment when you are not hungry for it is not going to make you hungrier later. Chances are if you are having a day that you're just not all that hungry, then chances are you're just going to not be all that hungry. So it isn't really a concern, but in case you do end up getting hungry later, that's why we have that don't go any longer than 3.5-4 hours without eating. Did I even answer that question? I don't even know. What if you're not hungry for dinner and you choose not to have it? However, an hour before bed, you are hungry. It would be too late to eat. So is skipping dinner not a good choice? Okay, I love this. Okay, I love getting into this today. Okay. So if you are not hungry for dinner, right? And you choose not to have it, and then you end up hungrier later. So it might not necessarily mean that you're actually hungry, because remember, as soon as it gets dark out, your body is winding you down and getting you ready to sleep. So your body is really not interested in eating. Now, you want to make sure that throughout the day, the foods that you are eating are nutrient rich, but even without eating dinner, you've still probably eaten four times that day. And so chances are if your body is not hungry at dinner, then it's good. It's good. It's had enough. It's telling you, I'm done. Your body knows its internal time clock. It's got the cortisol, slowing down and the melatonin ramping up. And, your body's not trying to fuck you over. It's not trying to make you hungry later. It's not trying to trick you. It's not trying to fool you. So this is where you got to learn to trust that. So if you're legitimately not hungry for dinner, then, and you're hungry later, you're probably hungry later because you didn't eat dinner, or you're hungry later because you got triggered, or you're hungry later because it's a habit, or you're hungry later because you're heading into detox. And that's where you have to take into account, like, you have to be like, okay, my body doesn't naturally want to eat something in the evening. Whether you have dinner or not have dinner, your body's really not interested in eating in the evening regardless. Your sleep probably trumps hunger. And I can say that because I know that you've eaten nutrient-rich foods all day long. It's not like you haven't eaten anything. You've eaten nutrient-rich foods all day long. Now, this is where, understandably, you're a bit nervous about this. Maybe you don't trust yourself to not, maybe you are extra hungry because you're heading into detox. Maybe you are extra hungry because you are getting triggered or because it's a habit. But if the feelings are real, and maybe you're nervous about, I'm going to indulge. I'm going to have something, right? So this could be a thing where maybe you should eat, right? I'm hungry. I need to eat. I could eat. I don't know. I'm a little hungry. I don't know. I could eat something. Let me have a token amount. Or I should eat. This is where I should have something to eat, because when I don't eat at dinner time, I end up hungry in the evening. It's too tempting for me. And I don't want to tempt myself. Right. And that's valid in knowing yourself. In knowing yourself, this is where you could say, I'm going to have a small little bit, I'm going to have a token amount of something just to put my mind at ease and to take the edge off and see how that goes. And then play around with that. Like, you might decide to, I'm not hungry for dinner. Okay, maybe because of the time, maybe you're getting home later and you're just not hungry for dinner. And so then the last thing we need is a big meal right before we go to bed. Doesn't make any sense. I know, I understand why we do it socially, but our bodies are like, what are you doing? This makes no sense. So that's where you could try and be like, okay, let me just, I've skipped dinner, and then, you know, I'm hungry. What am I going to do about that? Try to have some tea, change your routine, see what happens in the morning and how you feel. Because it could be that you wake up the next day and the scale is down, and that's because the reason why you're hungry is because you're headed into detox. Right? Or it could be that you're hungry and it's just a habit. So the more times you don't feed into that habit, you know, now you're just like, okay, no, I, you know, next thing you know, that need to be eaten in the evening is going away. Or you can also try, let me have a little bit of something, right? And then see how that goes. So this is where this is digging deeper and level up even more, is figuring out what works best for your body. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Yeah, an hour before bed, if you are hungry, it would be too late to eat. So is skipping dinner not a good choice? Choosing not to have dinner. So I want to be very clear. You don't want to skip meals and snacks because eating less is going to cause the scale to move. This isn't about that, right? It isn't try to skip meals and snacks wherever you can. This is making it no longer forcing yourself to eat token amounts if you are no longer hungry. And it's learning to trust that your body is telling you what it needs, right? And we can trust that. Your body's not trying to make you fat, guaranteed. It's not. It's not trying to fuck you over, make you fat, gain that weight back, none of those things. Your body really wants you to feel your best. But this is why it comes down to hunger in the first place and interpreting what your body's trying to tell you, what your body's trying to tell you, right? God, good questions. If you choose not to have dinner, then can you have homemade chicken soup in the evening? Okay, so this is where it's never, ever going to be a great idea to have anything to eat in the evening, because it messes, especially while you're trying to lose weight. So with personalizing the plan, the guidelines don't change. I love this question, by the way. I'm still expecting that you want to lose weight. We are working even harder to move the dial on that scale at this point. We are not pulling back. We're not none of those things. We are digging deeper, leveling up even more. So it's never going to be a good idea for you to eat after dinner time while you're trying to lose weight. It's not even a great idea once you're trying to maintain weight. Now, is that going to cause you to gain weight? No, but it's going to mess with your sleep. Like eating in the evening is never a good idea because it just messes with your sleep, messes with your body detoxing in the evening, just basic general detox, just like living your life, health and wellness. You keep eating at night, it's messing with your sleep, it's messing with your digestive system. You're not going to feel great. When you're tired, you didn't get a good sleep, you don't make good food choices. It's just like, you know what I mean? But especially while you're trying to lose weight. And this is what I mean, like the guidelines don't change this week. So you still don't want to eat in the evening. And so if you choose to not have dinner, then it's not okay to eat later on. right? It's really just, and you might choose not to have dinner because you had breakfast that day, then you had morning snack, then you had lunch, then you had your first snack, and then you had your second snack, right? Like that's when you choose not to have dinner, chances are that's probably what your day looks like. You know, as opposed to if you skip breakfast, had morning snack, had lunch, skipped your two afternoon snacks, then you'd still want to have that dinner, whether you're hungry or not, because then you're running the risk of 3.5-4 hours go by, right? So if you choose not to have dinner, then you definitely want to make sure that you're not eating later in the evening. So while you're still looking to lose weight, while you're looking to lose weight, right? Like if you're in maintenance, that's a totally different thing. So hi, Joanne. This round has been challenging not to use food as an emotional support. In January, my friend got hit by a car. In February, I had dental surgery, traveled with stitches in my mouth. And yesterday, I broke a pinky toe and lacerated the toe bed for 2 stitches. Ouch. On antibiotics again, not stellar. So all I can do is heal and focus on creative endeavors instead of physical exercise for now and focus on nutrition. Goodness, what a year so far. Man, I feel you on this. I feel you on this because it just feels like, fuck. The fuck. I can't get ahead. You know, and there's probably a lot of things you want to do and now you can't do them. And you're just like, fuck me. You know, here you are. And again, not to talk about myself, but here I am with this back thing. And there's so many things that I want to do. There's so many things I need to do right now and so many things that I cannot do. And I'm really trying to use this as a teachable moment for myself. And what am I here to learn? Am I here to learn patience? Am I here to slow your roll? Am I here to say, accept where you are at? Like, trust me, I lie there all day long, especially yesterday. And I'm like, why? Why? And I know why. My back especially is for me. And I know it's a totally different situation because sometimes you can't control circumstances. Sometimes you can't control circumstances in life. And, you know, it sucks. So let's just go with that fucking sucks. That sucks for you. That's terribly difficult. That's hard. That sucks for you. And I think sometimes we don't need to sugarcoat everything or kind of like inspire ourselves out of our funk. Sometimes you just need to be like, yep, I'm having a really shitty fucking season of my life right now. But then this is what I love about the Living Method and the fact that you're here and you're owning this today is you are still showing up for yourself. You are your cheerleader. You are your support system. You are showing up for yourself today, regardless of what. And that's enough. I just want to say the fact that you are here today and you are owning this, not owning it, recognizing where you are at and honoring your feels, but still here today. That is enough, my friend. That is enough. And then you're going to, this too shall pass. And then you will have seasons in your life, setbacks or set ups. And this is going to make you more resilient. This is going to make you double down on what you want. I know for me, my back injury, because there's lots of things I could have done to make my back stronger when I had the opportunity. This has been my breaking point of like, okay, because I used to be like, there's work. And then there's my kids, and then there's my personal health and wellness. And whether that's right or wrong or whatever, it's just how I honestly see my life. And now I'm going to, and I was trying to fit wellness into my life, right? And fit my kids in around my work because I need to work to support my kids. My kids are fucking expensive. And so this is where I was like, well, my work is most important because I have to pay for those fuckers. I had to pay for them. They are expensive. 4 teenagers are expensive. And so this is where I was like, work. And then my kids and then me. And what's happened is I am falling apart because I am not prioritizing my health and wellness in my own life. I am falling apart, which means I can't show up at work the best I possibly can. So obviously that's going to suffer. And I can't be there for my kids in the way that I want. Right? And so I have realized that I need to make my health and wellness and my priority first above all else. Now, you may think I know this because we have all of these amazing guests who are telling us this. And I tell you guys to prioritize yourself. In my mind, it made a lot of sense for me. And this is where I am now at the breaking point where, Gina, how many times do you need to be hit over the head with that 2x4 to receive this message? Where I am no longer trying to fit myself into my life, fit my health and wellness into my life, prioritize my health and wellness, including my mental health, into my life. I need to make it at the top. And that's going to help me show up for work a lot better and show up for my kids a lot better. And I'm going to switch that work prioritizing with my kids. And I'm going to do that by spending less time on my phone, by setting work boundaries for myself. You know, there's things that we can do. So I think a setback and an opportunity like this makes you realize what is important in your life. What is important? Like, life is short. You know, what's happened to your friend, you know, and life is unfair and you got to make the most of it while you're here. Your, you know, whether it's your toe or your back or your whatever it is, your health is so important. And I think when it comes to weight loss, sometimes we're so driven by the scale, by the scale, by the scale, by the scale. And that's what I am in. That's why I'm in love with this program, because it's so much more than what's happening. You can want to lose the weight and you can work hard to move the dial on the scale. But when you are following the Living Method, you are doing so many amazing things at the same time to accomplish that are so beneficial for your health and wellness. It's something that you can feel really good about.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I was hungry last night at 9:30, went to bed instead, and the scale moved down 1 pound. There you go. There you go. And only because... And I'm talking now. Listen, I like if someone else was like, if someone else listened to this podcast right now and then weren't aware of the program, they're like, oh my God, this girl is telling people to just not eat and be hungry because the scale's moving. You're hungry because the scale's moving. I could imagine they would just rip me apart. But I'm talking to all of you who are doing the program, and here you are 11 weeks in, and I know that you're showing up and eating nutrient-rich foods and eating to satisfaction and being in tune to your body's needs, and I know you're doing all of those things, right? So this is why we can trust that if we are doing all those things and we are extra hungry heading into the evening, it is just normal to feel extra hungry right before your weight is about to drop, right? So that's where you have to like... In knowing that you are here to lose weight and you're actively focusing on it, that's kind of like a sign and symptom of weight loss when following the Living Method, right? So this is where you want to trust that. You want to trust that, right? I was hungry last night at 9:30, went to bed instead, and the scale moved down by 1 pound. Yeah, so when that happens, I want you to connect the dots on how you felt yesterday, Kathy, and your hunger levels yesterday, and your mindset yesterday, and all the things you did yesterday, right? And it's not because like what you did yesterday is what caused the scale to move today, because really weight loss is based on momentum, so it's all the things that you've been doing leading up to the scale moving, but kind of like associate with that feeling. So then, you know, oh, this is what's going on. It's like very similar to, you know, detox is detox. So it's the same when you have your menstrual cycle, right? And your period's coming, you start to get a little bit grumpy. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And then you wake up, you feel bloated and you're gross. You're like, what's going on with me? And then you're like, and then your period comes and you're like, oh, well, okay. Yeah. All right. In hindsight, I knew what was coming. I knew that's what it was. You know, extra hungry, you're feeling bloated, you're feeling like irritable, right? So this is why when I talk about what weight loss looks like, and this is really important, especially if you're coming back for another session and continuing your weight loss journey, is that you are trying to figure out what weight loss looks like and feels like to you. What it looks like in terms of the scale, not getting on the scale, but your graph, what's normal in terms of ups before drops, what's normal in terms of plateaus, what your pattern is like, but also feel like, right? Feel like is also, you know, your mood. And if you feel bloated, if you kind of get headaches, if, you know, what does it feel, if you're extra hungry in the evening, there's going to be a pattern to it. And there has been a pattern to it. And so if you haven't done it yet and you are using the Amazing Living Method app, I would go into right beside where it says, where you can track your weight every day. I got to mark my day complete from yesterday. So if you go into your app where right beside, so if you see here, weight check-in, and you just click the little scale icon, you can get the week, a month, and the whole program readout of what's happening on your scale. And you know, you can learn to pick up on those patterns of behavior and kind of by reflecting back. So happy to break my long ass plateau. I know my pattern was waiting patiently for the change on the scale. There you go. There you go. Exactly. You, when you know your pattern, then you're more calm about the process because you're like, oh, this is normal for me. This is normal for me. Thank you for recommending the book Atomic Habits. Just started the book and finding so much that applies to this group, The Livy Way. I love that you said that. That's my new thing, The Livy Way. I feel like we're rounding out the program. You know, as I you know, I don't claim to know it all. I've learned a lot in my 30 plus years of helping people lose weight. I've got the weight loss part down. The last couple of years been really focusing on the maintenance. I thought all there was to maintenance, because it just comes so easy for me because I've been doing it for 30 years, was like, I teach you everything you need to know and then you're good. Boy, was I wrong about that. There is so much value in the structure of the maintenance program, which I'm working on a standalone program right now. I've been working on that. So there's lose your weight, right? And then solidify your weight, which is putting that time into allowing your body to adjust to your new weight. And we're going to explain all this next week. And then there's maintenance, you know, learning to trust what maintenance now looks like and feels like to you. And then there's living, right? So there's losing, solidifying, maintaining, and living, right? And now that kind of living the Livy way, which, you know, I still got to get comfortable with saying that. But it encompasses, right? It's putting a name. It's weird because it's my name, but it's putting a name to the process. It's putting a name to what you've done. So it's helping your brain package it, right? And this is where when you're done losing and solidifying and maintaining and ready to live your life, you are taking this new way of living, right? Where you're going to not go back to going all day long without eating, because you're going to be mindful not to let, you know, more than 4 hours go by without eating. You're going to make sure you're drinking water, maybe not to lose weight, but to be hydrated. You're going to try to get your best sleep because that's what's healthy and going to live you longer. You're going to help manage your stress so you don't have a heart attack and stress yourself out and have a mental breakdown. You know, you're going to understand your food choices. You're going to make conscious choices to indulge, and you're going to make conscious choices to help your body get over those indulgences. You know, that really at the end of the day is what it's about. So Atomic Habits was introduced to me. I have it. I can't grab it because it's on the floor and I can't. Yeah, can you grab that for me? It's right here. Thanks, Tony. Thanks. Say hi, babes.
Hi, everyone.
So Atomic Habits was introduced to me a couple years ago. And when I read it, I was like, what the actual, I could have written this. No, I'm not, I don't want to disrespect James Clear because he's brilliant. But I had been, some of the things that I had been saying for literally 30 years, like he even uses Grey's Anatomy and wine in this book. I mean, maybe James Clear is listening to me. Maybe he did my, do you think maybe James Clear did my program? I don't know. I joke. I took that as a sign from the universe. And so what you are doing is you are learning to rewire and rework how your body has come to function. And this is where we talk about our body functioning primitively and the detriments of starving and depriving and dieting because of the way our bodies get wired and then our bodies learn to take care of themselves. And it's also our brain. We are learning to rewire. I'm after a new expert who's written a book called Rewire. And she's like into neuroscience. I want to have her come on as a guest. But you are rewiring and reworking how your brain has come to function. Now, is that an easy thing to do? No, it is not. But if you know what to do and you do it long enough, you can do this. You can rewire how your body's come to function. You can lose weight in a way that doesn't cause your body to immediately feel like it needs to store all the fat back. And that's what we're doing. And the same thing with your brain and how you get rid of. And if you watch that Oprah, you know, when Oprah was talking about, she had her guest on, if you watch the Oprah segment, she had a guest on, she was talking about that space in her brain that was constantly consumed with food. I had that. I remember that. When I was eating my first meal, I would already be thinking about my next meal. I would go to bed thinking about what I was going to eat, what I was not going to eat. It was constant all fucking day in my brain. It just took up so much space in my brain. And so Oprah was talking about how she had that and how she took, you know, these new weight loss drugs and it's calmed that in your brain. And you can take a drug to make it go away, or you could do the work to actually rewire your brain. And it takes time, and it's not an easy thing to do. But when you have those negative thoughts, because you're wired to negative, you think, oh my God, you know, have any of you ever lived with the feeling that the shoe's going to drop, right? The shoe's going to drop. I was in my first marriage, no disrespect. But you know, a lot of things happened where, my ex didn't feel worthy in his life. He had a really horrible childhood. And so as he grew up, he didn't feel worthy. And so whenever things were going really well for us, he had this way of sabotaging things. And so no matter how hard I worked and no matter how good things got, there was always a shoe ready to drop. And so even when I, you know, separated from my ex, and I did this with Tony, is that when things were good, I would start sabotaging myself because I was so afraid of the shoe dropping that I picked up the pattern of sabotage because I couldn't stomach it happening again. But then I was doing it to myself, that constant waiting for the shoe to drop. And so we do that, especially if you can imagine with weight loss. So I know some of you are like, yeah, you're connecting the dots. You're in like that space in my brain. And then even if I lose the weight, I'm going to get it back. And you have all these intentions and hopes, but then you also know it's just never going to work, right? Like it's just that you get on that scale and you're like, oh my God, I feel amazing. For sure the scale is going to drop today. And then you get on and it's the same. You're like, oh my God, I'm a failure. This is never going to work. And then your brain goes into that and then you sabotage yourself because of it. Meanwhile, if you just would have hung on the next day, the scale would be down, right? And so the way our brain gets wired, it's so easy to fall back into old habits. It's so easy to go into that negative thinking. It's so easy to feel defeated, disappointed. Those feelings are so easy because a lot of times they're very familiar for us. And so what we're doing is when you have that negative thought, capture, cancel, correct it, right? When you get on that scale, you felt amazing right before you got on it. Now it's the same and you're just like, oh my God, I'm a failure. No, I'm not. Okay. I recognize that I'm being triggered by this scale. I'm recognizing that I'm getting down on myself and feel defeated, right? I'm capturing that. Cancel it. This is not true. This is not true. I'm showing up every day. I felt amazing right before I get on this scale. I'm making good choices for my life. You know, correct it. I'm not only going to do this, I am doing this. The number on the scale today doesn't mean anything. It's not a measure of my success. It's just what the scale says. So I'm going to continue to show up. When you are in that pattern, right, of someone asked me yesterday on my Instagram story, how do you not feel defeated? And I was feeling really defeated yesterday because of my back. I had to cancel the 12 p.m. live. I had to cancel a bunch of stuff. Felt really defeated. I was all in my head. The world did not fall apart. And you guys are back today. It's not all about me. Hello. I had to spend work really hard yesterday on telling myself that this is not a measure of my success. This is, you know, doesn't mean that I'm a failure in life. It doesn't mean that I'm a horrible person. It doesn't mean all of those things. So I had to work really hard to say opposite thoughts to my brain because it's a big thing, right? And so it's, of course, I'm going into that, oh my God, this is what the shoe is dropping. And no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. And so you have to rewire how your brain has come to function. And so a big part, bear with me here, When you lose your weight, solidify your weight, maintain your weight, and you're ready to go live your life, it's all about really diving into the new habits you've created yourself, the new way of thinking for yourself, and not falling back into the old way or your old habits or your old patterns. Right? And that's what Atomic Habits is really great, because it helps you recognize, it helps you change your habits. So there's actually some great like habit stacking, great ways to, in little ways, not like you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to change your habits. Also talks about how there's threshold, how the little things that you're doing each day add up and will make a big difference. You will have a lot more respect for the, I even read this and I had a lot more respect for my program. I mean, group over group, I'm gaining more respect. I know it sounds weird to say I love my own program, but it's just like, it's so awesome. And this is such a great compliment to it. It's James Clear. You can pick it up on Amazon. I highly suggest you do. It's a pretty easy read. I'm not into reading other people's books, like especially other people's diet books and stuff. I try not to get biased about that. I'm more into reading science and research, rather than what other people are doing with their diets out there. Cause I want you guys, I mean, I have the best pool of resources right here. I have you, real people making changes. So I'm learning by the questions that you're asking, you know, the things that you are saying, like the shares that you are sharing. That's how I'm learning to help people better support people. But get this book, Atomic Habits, James Clear. Highly suggest you do. It's a great compliment to the program. There are other really great books out there too. In fact, I want to do like a book club. I want to do a book. I'll get the team to do a post today in the group about share some books. I think we've done this before. If you have any great books, especially now with where we're at in the program, it's one thing when we're starting the program and be like, oh yeah, pick this book up, pick that book up. But I think you're going to have a lot of respect for yourself and what you've done with this program, with where we're at in the program. And you know, this is where things can hit a little different. All right, let's get back to you guys. If you're feeling hungry at night, is having an energy ball something you made yourself, healthy ingredient, not a good idea? Yeah, I'm not a fan of energy balls. It's just, they're fucking weird. Have some nuts, have some seeds. Like I get them. It's fine. But we have not talked about energy balls or bars throughout this whole program. And now we're not going to start adding them in right now. Right? That's a great question, by the way. So this is where nothing changes on the program, except you're no longer forcing yourself to eat if you're not hungry. We are not all of a sudden eating at night. We are not all of a sudden adding in energy balls or bars or any of that. Nothing changes, except you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you are no longer hungry. So if you are hungry at night, there's probably a good reason for it. If you're hungry at night, the fix is not to eat at night. Right? If you're hungry at night, the fix isn't eating at something at night. If you're hungry at night, why are you hungry at night? That's where you want to ask yourself. And again, you could be hungry because you're heading into detox. Eating at night, and science has proved this. Thank you, science. This has finally caught up to me. It's never a good idea, but especially energy balls and stuff like that. Like you just want to eat good nutrient-rich food. So if you need something to eat, have like some yogurt or have, you know, some AirPop popcorn or something, but it's really best that you don't eat at night. The question is not what can you have? The question is, why are you hungry at night? I think when I've chosen to have a token amount in my mind, my mind harasses me and says, you should be hungry. You only ate that little wee bit. Go have a nibble. You know you need it. Yes. That's why I'm saying it's a lot of times it can be your brain saying, well, I didn't eat dinner. So, oh my God, I'm so hungry. But if your brain, here's a tip. If it's your brain, it's your brain. It's not your belly. It's not your belly. You will know when you're hungry. You'll know when you're hungry, right? I guess that's the ghost of diet past coming to haunt me. I'm so proud of all the new things I've improved on. It really is. It's your belief system. It's your belief system. Oh, I didn't eat, starving, hungry, got to eat. What can I have? Right? It's your brain. I even went to the chiropractor yesterday. I've been there every fucking day for the last 2 weeks. I do love Dr. Tam. He's amazing, but I'm starting to really not like him. But I'm trying to change my attitude because I'm having a negative association with Dr. Tam, because every time I go, I'm in pain. And now I wake up hating him. I'm making that negative association. Anyway, yesterday was really hard. And so I was in a lot of pain. But I went to see him and he's like, this doesn't make sense because while I'm putting my hands on you, I felt your body every single day. This is better. And he's like, if you hadn't come in here and told me that you were in more pain, I would never have guessed that because your muscles are telling a different story. He's like, your body is telling a different story. And so I thought about that last night. And what I thought was that I was just so tired of the pain. And I was having a very emotionally broken day. And, you know, I have more pain because my body is compensating. And, you know, and not to say that it wasn't still painful, but I think I took a minute and I was like, yeah. And so yesterday I took the day off and today mentally I'm feeling so much better, which I think is causing me to feel physically so much better. And not to say that a lot of this is in your mind, but a lot of it is in your mind. And so I think what happened to me yesterday, it was just like, I had enough as a breaking point. And I mean, good thing, because it caused me to take the day off, which is probably why I'm feeling better today. So a lot of what we are thinking in our mind is like, it is a big part of our mind. And especially when it comes to dieting, right? That starving, that deprived. That's why so many of you are afraid of being hungry later, because maybe when you were hungry later, this is where you would binge. I know a lot of you are used binging as coping. And so that's a hard thing to work through, right? If you've ever binged and ate a whole thing of this or binged a whole thing of that. And that's, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? And that's where even if you did find yourself eating something in the evening, okay, say you're just like, oh, I can't take it. I'm just so hungry. I need something. So first of all, make sure you've done other things. Go for a walk, make some tea, walk around your house, go have a conversation, call a friend. Like that's where you could have a list of things that you can do. Okay, is there anything else I can do right now to just give myself a minute and be like, am I actually really hungry here? Well, first of all, is it in my brain or is it in my belly? Right? And then you know what you have the power to do? Oh, I love this. You know what you have the power to do? You have the power to say to yourself, how would I feel if I ate something right now? So boy, I love where we're at in the program. Also, I just checked. I've been talking for an hour. What is my deal? I know when I talk, I feel better, and so I ignore my back. But you have the power. I'm going to leave you with this. You've been asking those four questions, right? How's this portion for me? How do I feel while eating? How did I know when I'm done? How do I feel after? You have the power to say to yourself, if you are hungry, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, okay, I'm hungry. Okay, is it in my brain or is it in my belly? No, it's in my brain. Like right now, I'm not hungry. So every time I think about hungry, I just immediately point to my head because I'm not hungry. I ask my belly. My belly's like, no, in my brain. Also, okay. Let's give me, for shits and giggles, let's say I go eat something right now, right? Let's say I go down and I eat. What do I want to eat? Let's say yogurt. I go and eat some yogurt right now. Is that actually going to make me feel satisfied? No. Because I'm not even hungry right now. So I'm thinking right now, I'm doing this actually in real time. I'm not hungry. It's in my brain. Thinking about food, it's not in my belly. I'm not actually hungry. I know that 100%. It's in my brain. But let me go through the motions anyway. Let me think about eating yogurt right now. So I get a bowl of yogurt. I eat that. Is it making me feel more satisfied? No, because I wasn't actually hungry to begin with. What if I was to eat something else? Like right now, I feel like, oh, if I had an orange, that I could eat an orange, but only because my mouth is dry and I need to drink some water and I'm dehydrated. So I'm thinking of the juice in the orange. Not that I'm actually hungry. I'm thinking that if I had an orange right now, it would satisfy the fact that my mouth is dry because I need to drink some water. Like you have the ability to do this where you can say to yourself, okay, let's just say I did go downstairs. What would I eat? What would I eat? And, you know, how would I feel if I ate that? And you actually have the power to do that. It's just that, you know, when we talk about being in tune or intuitive eating, we don't take the time to be in tune. And we don't take the time to ask ourselves. We're just going on, I'm hungry. Oh my God, I'm going to eat. I'm going to overeat this. I'm going to eat whatever. It's in my brain. It's in my brain. And we don't take a minute and be like, okay. So if I am hungry, now maybe you are legitimately, you ask yourself, okay, am I hungry? Yeah, I actually feel a little bit, I feel like I'm hungry and I could eat something. Okay, well, what is it that you're going to eat? What's going to satisfy you? You don't have to go downstairs. Is it some fruit? No. Is it some yogurt? Maybe. Is it some nuts? No. Is it some, you know, maybe some leftover from dinner? Yeah, okay, I'll have some broccoli and chicken. That's in my fridge right now. I'll have a little bit of broccoli, a little bit of chicken. Now, how much of it do I need to eat? Do I need to eat the whole chicken breast and like 10 broccolis? No, I think I just need a few bites of chicken and a few pieces of broccoli. So in that moment, I can decide what it is I actually want, how much of it I want to eat, and without even leaving my bedroom, right? And so you have the power to do that. I got to go, you guys. Hopefully there's some good tidbits in there for you. But this is where you're at, is really kind of like starting to question what's going on, because and also you have to learn to trust. I think you're starting to question because it's part of learning to trust that you are in tune and you know what your body needs. But just as a safety net, let me remind you that nothing is changing this week. We are not introducing any new foods. You're still following all of the guidelines. The only thing that changes is that you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you are not hungry, unless you're running the risk of going too long without eating. Still maximizing, still drinking the water, still asking the 4 questions, still being super in tune and mindful about those portions, still doing all of the things, right? So that safety net is there. So have an amazing day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to join me later today, I'm going to spill the tea with Kelly Sweeney. I'm looking forward to that. Otherwise, have an amazing day and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.